there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to Jesus Revealed. Now, we've moved on in this series, and we've come to a man called Joseph. Now, Joseph, as you will probably have been following, if you have been listening to previous recordings, we're following the family tree of Israel, really. And we started off with Abraham, and then we came to Isaac, and then we came to Jacob. Now, Jacob is a bit of a character, and I think we talked about this last time when we looked at the life of Jacob. Jacob is one of these guys that you just wonder why he became such a mighty man. He's a bit of a manipulator, he's a bit of a deceiver. And yet, when we look at this man, we find he had some great experiences with God. In Genesis 28, we find he makes a deal with God as he leaves home. And then in chapter 30, he's blessed materially. And he's made this kind of deal with God and said if God would bless him, then when he comes back, he would give God everything. And so in chapter 31, we find that he has an experience where God speaks to him directly. And then following into the next chapters, we find God protects him as well as humbles him in his life's experience. Now, God does that sometimes in our lives. He humbles us. He teaches us lessons in our lives. But he not only protects him and humbles him. At the end of chapter 32, Jacob has a one-to-one experience with God, and he comes out a better man. His life is changed. He walks differently. He physically walks differently because God touched his thigh, and as a result, he was disabled. And it's almost like there's a physical picture of what had happened spiritually in the man's heart. And then in chapter 35, we find that God confirms to him promises. Now, the reason for doing this series, Jesus Revealed, is because we want to look through the Old Testament and to see pictures of Jesus in the Old Testament. Now, we're going to start this week on an amazing guy, and his name is called Joseph. Now, Joseph, you'll find him in chapters 37 to 50 of the book of Genesis. And it's really, really interesting that Joseph, there's twice as much about Joseph in the Bible as there is about Abraham. And there's twice as much about Joseph as there is about Jacob, his father. Now, you read Genesis chapter 37, and it says they're the beginning of the generations, or should I say, it says these are the generations, I'm just reading it to you, these are the generations of Jacob. But actually, these next set of chapters are predominantly about Joseph. Now, there are some other key passages you might want to look at. You find a brief reference to him in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22. You'll find a very interesting reference in Psalm 105, and I'm probably going to deal with that on a separate occasion. You'll find a very interesting reference to him in Genesis 49. Again, we'll probably deal with that separately. You have some history about him in Acts chapter 7, 9 to 15. And the reference to him in Deuteronomy 33, which is again very interesting. And then Exodus, as you would probably imagine at the beginning of Exodus, how Joseph would be dead by that stage, but he is referred to in Exodus 1 and Exodus 13. Now, you could divide up Joseph's life as to the homes he lived in. He first of all starts off in his father's house in Genesis chapter 37, and he's there for 17 years. Without giving away too much of the story, he's working in the field in that chapter. He eventually ends up down in Egypt, and he's a slave in the house of a man who's an army general and pretty high ranking in the court of Egypt. He works in Potiphar's house. Then, through a misconstrued accusation against him, he ends up in prison, and he's there for at least 2 years, possibly more. And then we find that he is promoted. And this is an unbelievable story. And this is one of the ways in which Joseph is a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ. Joseph was hated by his brothers, rejected, and so often he's trodden down, and yet he rises to take the place of the ruler of the world. And we'll come to that as we go through the story. Now, interestingly enough, for 17 years, at the beginning of his life, he spends time with his father. And you check this, the maths or the arithmetic, check it out. You'll find for 17 years at the end of his life, he spends time with his father. Now, there are five main lesson groups in this man's life. There's the lesson of respect. We'll find that in Genesis 39. There's a lesson of wisdom in Genesis 40 and 41. There's lessons of grace and destiny, chapter 42 onwards. And there's lessons of getting life in perspective. So he's not just a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus, but a great model, a great example for us to follow if we want to learn from this man's life. Now, we're going to follow this through, and we're going to see something of this man's life, and hopefully we'll learn lessons that are for us, as well as beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read to you, first of all, in Genesis chapter 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And Israel loved Joseph more than all his brethren, more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colours. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak unto him peaceably. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, the dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brothers, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come and bow down yourselves to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. I'm going to leave the reading there just for the moment, because this takes us to the first stage of Joseph's life. And there are some lovely pictures of the Lord Jesus. Now, Joseph is never called a type of the Lord Jesus. And yet we have very little record of anything wrong that he did in his life. Now, some people think he was wrong when he questioned his father, when his father went to bless Ephraim instead of Manasseh. And he said, Not so, Father. And some people will say he was wrong whenever he told his brothers to say they weren't shepherds. But it could be that in one, Joseph was purely doing what was right in giving the firstborn the blessing. And we'll come to that maybe at some stage. And on the other hand, he may have just been testing his brothers. But anyhow, there are very few, if any, indications that this man did anything wrong. Now, of course he did wrong, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's no one who's perfect who's alive. But it is unique in the Bible that God picks up certain peoples and uses them as pictures of the Lord Jesus. Now, he does that with Melchizedek in Genesis chapter 14, which we've thought about already, and Melchizedek is picked up and used as a picture of the Lord Jesus. So there are occasions, there's another man in the Bible, and there's no recorded proof of him having done wrong, and his name is Daniel. So there's Joseph and Daniel, and they're quite unique characters in this sense. So come back to the beginning of the story. Joseph is in his father's house. Now, I have to explain a thing here, and hopefully I did explain it in the last episode that we did about Jacob. Jacob has two names. He was born and called Jacob at his birth, but he was called Israel when in Genesis chapter 32 he had an experience with God. Israel is the idea that he's a prince. Jacob actually was the idea that he was a deceiver, a bit of a ducker and a diver, we would say. Really, depending on what type of characteristic he's showing in his life at any one point in time will determine what he's called. So you'll notice in this chapter he's called Jacob when it comes to his family, but when it comes to his love for Joseph, he's called Israel. And I take it that's because that it was appropriate that he loved Joseph, because it's a picture of God the Father loving the Son. Now, I know in families there should be no favouritism. This was a very complicated family. And no excuses, Jacob shouldn't have loved one more than the other. But I take it the fact God calls him Israel in this passage indicates that it was a good love. It was appropriate love. And he loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. He had a soft spot in his heart for him. But it's a beautiful picture of Jesus and his relationship with his father. You'll notice that whatever Jacob wants Joseph to do, Joseph does it. Joseph is compliant, obedient. Joseph upholds principles that would bring his father pleasure. He sees when evil is being done, when wrong is being done, and he's got backbone, he's got character, he's not ashamed or slow to try and deal with those things. And we see a beautiful picture of the Son of God and the Father, Jesus and the Father, and the relationship one with the other. Now, the other thing that we notice in this section is the affection that is demonstrated by the coat that is given to him. Now, there have been many books written about Joseph. There have been plays written about Joseph. There's a musical, Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. This story has fascinated people. Their hearts have been captured as they thought about this man. And actually, one of the things that stands out about him is this coat of many colours. It's very interesting to think about it. Now, that was a coat that was apparently given to someone that indicated their status in the family. And so Joseph receives this coat. Jacob's love for Joseph is going to be justified as life goes on. Because Joseph, we will find from Genesis chapter 49 and from Deuteronomy chapter 33 and from Psalm 105 and even from First Chronicles chapter 5, Joseph is someone who brings great pleasure to his father, and he pleases God, and he lives his life in a way that is so delightful and so honouring to God. Now, bear in mind that this family is pretty wild. Jacob's got four women in his life, two wives and two wives' servants. He's got children from all of them. It's a wild family in that sense. There's confusion, there's jealousies, there's hatred, there's anger. It's a highly immoral family in the sense that the brothers have been known to murder. There's immorality through prostitution, and there was even incest as far as we can see. Joseph was born into a family where his mother died when he was very young. His mother died when his brother was born. So he was fairly young as far as we know. So there's grief, there's distress, there's fear, there's emotional instability, there's insecurities and disputes. I'm only telling you that for this reason, that Jesus was born into a family where there were difficulties. Joseph seems to have died when they were young. Joseph wasn't his natural father because Jesus was born of the Virgin. His brothers, they didn't like him. They didn't like who he claimed to be. They didn't agree with him. It wasn't until after Jesus died and rose from the dead that they actually accepted him to be the Son of God. So there's a lot of similarities about the difficulty, not the immorality so much, but the difficulties and the stresses. Joseph, we notice, stands out as being different. Stands out as not stepping out of line. You never hear him complain. We get a little insight in Psalm 105 as to the depth of the agony in his soul when his brothers treated him badly. But here is a guy that is so different, and so was the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was holy and harmless and undefiled. The Bible says, separate from sinners, he was holy. But just as we close today, I want you to think of one more thing, and we'll have to develop this the next time because there's going to be a couple of sessions on this because Joseph is such an immense and detailed story. Joseph's brothers were really mad with Joseph. Joseph had these dreams. When you come later in the Bible, read Psalm 105, it seems as if God had spoken to Joseph directly, not just in the dreams, but had given him some indication that one day he would be a ruler. And so he tells his brothers the dream. But listen to what it says. They hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. They couldn't say anything civil to him. They couldn't have a normal, proper conversation with him. They were so angry with him. Do you know what the Bible says about Jesus? He was hated without a cause. Loved of the Father, but hated without a cause. And the Lord Jesus knew his destiny just as Joseph knew his destiny. And the brothers, they said, will you indeed reign over us? Now, we're going to come back to this because we have to develop this story. And it's an incredible story. If you're interested, read through Genesis 37 to chapter 50 and at least 37, 39, 38. And then we'll pick up on that next time and think about how Joseph reminds us of Jesus. There's a wonderful book written by William MacDonald, and that's the type of title he puts on it, Joseph makes me think of Jesus, something like that. So he does, and he's a great character. I trust God will bless you through his word today. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.